From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is in Canada right now, where he's getting set for this weekend's G20 International Economic Summit. Before he left, he congratulated congressional negotiators for reaching an agreement on a financial overhaul package. NPR's Korva Coleman says it's a significant victory for the president.
Mr. Obama says he's gratified by Congress's action.
We are poised to pass the toughest financial reforms since the ones we created in the aftermath of the Great Depression. Early this morning, the House and Senate reached an agreement on a set of Wall Street reforms that represents 90% of what I proposed when I took up this fight.
Some highlights: the bill sharply limits federally insured banks from making risky investments with their own money. It creates a new agency protecting consumers, and it gives the government the power to liquidate big failing financial companies. The Congressional Budget Office estimates all this will cost $20 billion over a decade. It will be financed by a new fee on banks. Korva Coleman, NPR News, Washington.
The National Weather Service says a tornado was responsible for damage in Bridgeport, Connecticut during powerful storms that swept across the Northeast yesterday. Ibongo Doma of member station WSHU says the Weather Service confirmed the twister today.
Officials made the confirmation after assessing the damage the storm had done in the downtown area of Connecticut's largest city. Joe Polina is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He says they rated the tornado on the second step of their severity scale.
They were able to classify it as an EF1 tornado with wind speeds of 100 miles per hour. They had a path width of about 100 yards and a path length of 0.15 miles.
The storm passed through Bridgeport at about 2:30 in the afternoon on Thursday. It collapsed buildings, blew off roofs, shattered windows, and toppled trees. City officials say no one was killed or seriously injured. For NPR News, I'm Ebong Udama in Fairfield, Connecticut.
Fans are remembering the late Michael Jackson today. It's been a year since Jackson died, and the anniversary is being marked by vigils, prayer, and music. BP says the crews drilling a relief well in the Gulf of Mexico are on target. A spokesman says the relief well should be completed by mid-August, but that's not helping BP's stock price, which plunged again on news that the company's price tag for the response is now up to more than $2.3 billion. Speaking in Louisiana today, the administrator of the $20 billion oil spill cleanup fund, Kenneth Feinberg, said there is absolutely no sense in driving BP into bankruptcy. The deal on a financial overhaul package has sparked a rally in bank shares on Wall Street. The Dow right now up to 32 points at 10,185. This is NPR News. It's a landmark ruling in Germany. The country's top court says terminally ill patients on life support should have the right to die if they want to. The ruling issued today legalizes assisted suicides in cases where it's carried out based on a patient's prior request. The ruling came in a case in which the court overturned the conviction of a lawyer who advised a woman to help her mother die. The Czech Republic is moving closer to a new government following last month's parliamentary election. Here's Bruce Konfiser in Prague.
President Václav Klaus has accepted the resignation of the country's caretaker government. Three center-right parties appear poised to form a new coalition following last month's election. The government talks are expected to conclude in mid-July. The three parties would hold 118 seats in the 200-seat parliament. For much of the post-communist era, the country had been plagued by weak governments, either operating with razor-thin majorities in parliament, or sometimes even as minority governments with tacit support from another party. In another sign that a new political order is taking shape here, the parliament has approved the new chairwoman to preside over the chamber. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Konfiser in Prague.
Cereal maker Kellogg says it is voluntarily recalling about 28 million boxes of Apple Jacks, Corn Pops, Fruit Loops, and Honey Smack cereals. It says a waxy smell and flavor coming from the package liners could make people sick. A Kellogg spokesman says about 20 people have complained, including five who reported nausea and vomiting. But the company says the potential for serious health problems is low. The government has lowered its estimate of how fast the economy grew in the first quarter. The government now says gross domestic product rose by 2.7%. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.